I am so excited to be sharing with you journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability. But first, I am currently a student nutritionist, having completed 4 years studying food science and nutrition at the University of Leeds. While I am currently working towards my accreditation, I am not yet an accredited nutritionist. What is shared on this podcast is our own experiences on our own journeys. It should not be taken as personalised nutritional advice. If you want nutritional advice, you should contact a registered nutritionist or dietitian. Other resources available to you include the EFSA, the WHO, and the NHS websites. Now, let's get on with the podcast. I'm Amelia, your host of Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability, and I am so excited to be sharing my guests' journeys in these fields with you, hopefully helping to inspire your journeys. This week, I am very excited to be welcoming Sonia. Sonia is in her second year studying human nutrition at Solent University, in addition to being a high-performance athlete. I am so excited to talk with Sonia and learn more about basketball and how she manages such a hectic schedule alongside her passions for nutrition and sustainability. Today I talk with Sonia about all of this along her journey, in addition to what has inspired her, what challenges she has faced along the way, and what she hopes her future has to bring. Throughout this podcast, Sonia has some fantastic words of advice for you about how to manage a busy schedule, how to step back and look at what you have achieved, and some small tips for how you can make an impact on improving the environment.
So I will go to the library Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and do my work. And then I slot in my lectures. If I have a strength and conditioning session, slot that in as well so that it all works out. So that I get a lot done during the 9 to 5, and then after 5, I'm free to relax.
Please stay tuned. I cannot wait to share her words with you today. Welcome to Journeys in Food, Nutrition and Sustainability. Hi Sonia, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been a bit of a crazy morning over here, but I'm well. I'm looking forward to a nice afternoon. Apparently it's going to be sunny, which will be delightful.
Ooh.
I'm so excited to be chatting with you all about your journey and where you are at now. I know you have so many exciting things to share with us. First, would you tell us about yourself?
Okay, I'm 24 years old. I've just finished my second year studying applied human nutrition at Solent University. I'm also a high performance athlete. I play basketball for the university and for Team Solent Kestrels.
That sounds so exciting. So you study nutrition and you play sports. Mm-hmm. What inspired you in these two areas? Where did the first thoughts come from that you wanted to be in this area in your future?
I wouldn't say I had a definite idea until I started at Solent. I actually did a year at the University of Hertfordshire. I studied nutrition there and then finished the year and I felt like I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I decided to take the year out to figure out what I did want to study. And it turns out I did want to study nutrition.
Yeah.
An opportunity came up, Solent University. I applied for a sports scholarship and I happened to get it. And then I went to an open day and I spoke to Dr. Ali Hill, who was the course lead at the time. I told her that I'm interested in going into obesity and weight management. And she was like, oh, I think applied human nutrition would be suited for you. I took her advice and didn't look back.
Wow, that's so brave to make that decision that after your first year at the University of Hertfordshire that maybe this wasn't right, and to take that time for yourself and know exactly where you want to go. I think that's amazing and so brave of you to do. And you mentioned going to Solent, it was something to do with sports that really attracted you there. Has sports always been something that you've been interested in?
Yeah, I would say starting from secondary school, I dabbled in a lot of sports. I'd play football, basketball, badminton, and swimming growing up. That was my sport. And then I picked up basketball, and I've never committed myself to a sport the way I did with basketball.
How old were you when you first started playing basketball?
I started pretty late. I was 15 when I started.
It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late.
When you got to Solent, did you sign up to part of the team straight away? How did you find that process?
Well, because I was recruited to play basketball and the sports scholarship, I was just on the team.
That's amazing. That really is.
Yeah.
Do you play any other sports or is all your time for basketball?
I wish I did play other sports. I am into netball. Mm. I kind of want to do that. And I like the cheerleading scene at Solent University, but I don't have the time or the energy to apply myself to anything else. Just
like
basketball.
Studies on top of basketball must be a lot. How has your basketball progressed being at university?
I've definitely improved a lot as a player, mentally and physically. And I think that applies as well when I'm doing assignments.
Mm.
I do like to have a healthy balance of both. So I know when uni and assignments and stuff are getting a lot, I know that I do also have basketball for stress relief.
That's amazing to have found that balance, because I think it's like that a lot of people struggle with. And especially when you've got uni, you've got your friends, you're living in a different city, and then it's stress because exams are coming. So that's amazing that you have that balance. If you didn't have sports, do you think you'd have that balance?
I really enjoy weightlifting. I enjoy going to the gym and stuff. I'd like to think that going to the gym would be a form of stress relief. I feel like it's different. Basketball's something I'm really passionate about, so I can't really compare the two, but I do rank weightlifting pretty highly.
Can you tell me a bit more about weightlifting?
Well, actually, I got into weightlifting just through basketball. So I would have compulsory weight sessions with basketball teams and stuff. When I stopped playing basketball for a short period of time, I did go to the gym a lot, and I was weightlifting and I was doing squats and the deadlifts and just big lifts. I do really enjoy it, seeing how much I can push myself, seeing if I can increase the weights, and yeah, I love it.
That's really cool. So do you like the challenge, like, of always trying to do that? Yeah.
Yeah, just knowing that I can start here and start lifting at like 50, and then slowly every week I can see the weights going up, and I like that feeling.
I love that too. I enjoy movement, I enjoy exercise, whether that's going for a walk in the evenings or going for a run in the mornings or going and lifting some weight. I want to be strong.
You
seem to be so committed to it, and that's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's so important to really find something that you enjoy as well. I feel like with exercise, you really do need to find something that you love. Otherwise, you're just not going to do it. So it could be swimming. It could be yoga. It doesn't have to be like gym.
Oh, my goodness. You've just mentioned two sports that I absolutely love. So I lived in Australia last year. And swimming outside is just the most incredibly freedom kind of feeling ever. It's so different to swimming in an inside pool. I just love to be outside. And then yoga, I wish I'd done more of it this year. I kind of signed up to it at uni and it was something I didn't commit to this year, but when I was in Australia, I loved it. But I think this lockdown period has made me reflect on those things I loved, and I'm really trying with the yoga again.
I do kind of want to get into yoga, but I'm literally so unflexible.
From when I first started doing it, it was actually more I found about strength and holding those positions, because they give you different levels of positions, because I'm definitely not the most flexible person.
Yeah.
I feel like it's about strength. You've got to be strong to hold your body like that.
Yeah.
And you've said that you obviously play basketball and a high performance athlete. Could you explain that a little bit to me?
Yeah, so at Solent, they have high performance athletes and everyone has their own sport, and we all get specialist training on the side to help us progress with our sports. So they provide us with a lot of support and help, strength and conditioning sessions, rehab if you get injured, prehab to prevent injury, massage to help with recovery and stuff like that. So you get like a support system while you're at university.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And that seemed like a lot. You're spending a lot of time with your sport. So how do you find juggling training at such a high level and studying for your degree?
I'm not going to lie, it is really hard. Mm. But I feel like first year, I set myself up so that second and third year would be easier, because the workload does get a bit more.
Yeah.
So the athlete support officer, she told me that I should treat my degree like a 9-to-5. So that's what I do. So I will go to the library Monday to Friday, 9-to-5, and do my work. And then I slot in my lectures. If I have a strength and conditioning session, I slot that in as well so that it all works out. So that I get a lot done during the 9-to-5. And then after 5, I'm free to relax. I usually have team practices in the evening, so it frees up that time as well. So I think being organized helps a lot with that.
That is such great advice for so many people out there, because what you do could be quite overwhelming. And just hearing how you structure your day, how you find time for yourself, find time for your studies, your team, your training, everything is quite amazing.
It's a blessing because I feel this will set me up for the rest of my life, even though it is quite hard now. I do know post-graduation, I'm probably going to miss it. I'm going to be thinking, what do I do with all this spare time?
I can imagine. So you're talking about post-uni. Do you think sports will always be part of your life?
Oh, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I want to play as long as my body lets me.
I love that. So let's take it back to a bit about uni. You do an undergraduate in applied human nutrition. How have you found nutrition? What inspired you by nutrition?
I never really had a definite idea of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, I dabbled with a lot of things. At first, I wanted to do social work, and then I wanted to do sport and exercise science. And then I came across nutrition. And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. So that stuck. And because nutrition is so broad, there's so many different things you can go into with that.
Yeah, definitely. As well, how you were speaking about your different career paths that you could have taken, it's clear that you always wanted to be helping people. Just wasn't quite sure which path to take. And you're so right as well in saying nutrition is such a broad field, because I remember being worried about choosing nutrition, thinking I've determined my career path, it's nutrition. But there's so much more in it than just nutrition, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Because you can really go into so many different fields.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even always have to be nutrition. The modules that you study are so broad that it open up your career path as well.
What have you loved studying in the past couple of years?
I would definitely say public health has been one of my favourite things to study. Obesity and weight management was my favourite module that we studied this year. I would say those two are personal favourite. And practical skills in human nutrition, I really liked that.
They sound like some really great modules. And considering what you love, do you think you're going to take some of those passions forwards into a dissertation and learn more about them next year?
Currently, my dissertation idea is to look at the different determinants of unhealthy eating behaviour in university students specifically. I want to look at how we can help to improve the eating habits of university students, because I know a lot of people struggle. And in the city of Southampton especially, the area where a lot of the students live, it's a massive food swamp. There's literally takeaway everywhere. It can be really hard for someone to eat healthy on a regular basis.
Oh, that will be so interesting. Do you think you're going to do a questionnaire, or is it going to be more research-based?
I want to do a focus group. So kind of getting everyone together and just starting up a conversation to ask what they think is the reason why they struggle to not have the best diet.
Yeah, I remember back to first year, adapting to buying for one, cooking for one. It's hard. Maybe it's at school or college we should be being prepared for all of this, but you're not.
Yeah.
It's like you're thrown into it.
Because I know even subjects, for example, food technology, I remember when I was in secondary school, I only did it for year 7 and year 8. And then after that, never again. Never learned about it.
We took food tech in year 7 and 8. And then I took hospitality and catering at GCSE. That really helped me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. I'm really interested in that. I hope you can share a bit more with us when you've done it. Maybe we could do this podcast once you've done it and you could share with us.
Oh, like a year from now. Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, listen out for that, everyone.
Yeah.
I guess what I'd love to ask you is, being an athlete and studying nutrition, do you feel any pressures being in this field?
Definitely, because I work out and I play sports and then I'm studying nutrition, so it's assumed that my diet is super clean. But I really try not to apply so much pressure to myself, because I am just me. At the end of the day, I know that I need to eat to fuel for practice and games and stuff, so I do feel like I have a good balance.
That's good to have that positive mentality. I think how much we need food in our life to fuel every day.
Yeah.
It's so essential, and that means you need that good relationship.
I always say you need food for your body and for your soul. I love that saying.
I love that. That's going to be my new saying. Can I steal
Seriously,
it?
I love, yeah, of course. I don't know where I heard it from somewhere, but I can't remember. But I remember when I heard it and I was like, yep, that's so true. Food for your body, food for your soul.
That's brilliant. Do you find learning about nutrition influences how you feel your day, whether you're training or...
I would say yes and no, because with the nutrition I'm studying, it isn't sports nutrition, which is the nutrition that I need. But then I do research into sports nutrition to see how I can better fuel myself as an athlete.
I know, obviously, we found each other through Instagram. So yeah, there are so many good sides of having social media. There's that connection, networking, socializing, meeting other people within your field, meeting people that inspire you. But obviously there's a negative side of it as well, where there's misleading information out there. How have you found being on social media?
Originally, I started the page to post fitness content, and then I deactivated it because I literally didn't have any time to commit to it because of all the practice and stuff. I decided to put it up again during the quarantine to focus on nutrition, and I really enjoy making content and doing research to put out there and making infographics, and I do really enjoy it, but I make sure I take some time away because sometimes I start comparing myself to other people. Mm-hmm. Just taking that time away, I really appreciate that I am me and there's only one me. I can't keep looking at what other people are doing.
You seem like such a strong person. To balance everything in your life, to know when social media is too much and all of that, you seem to really know yourself, and that is very inspiring. And I'm really glad that you opened up your account again, because I got to meet you and you get to share your journey and your positivity with other people. Something we've touched on before is body positivity. Can you tell me more about your passion?
Yeah, so when I first stopped playing basketball competitively, because I wasn't moving as much, I did put on quite a bit of weight. And I remember I would eat really low amounts of calories while working out to try and shed that weight. I wish that I could go back in time and change that. I think that's really inspired to commit to nutrition, just knowing that I don't want other people to think that they need to starve themselves in order to lose weight. I feel like as long as you're moving and you're eating well and you're happy, you should be fine.
I've actually got goosebumps from what you're saying, because it is so true. If you're getting all of your nutrients, if you're eating balanced, I would always just say as long as your diet's colourful, you roughly know you're getting everything, and you're moving, and you're making educated choices.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have another underlying health condition or anything that means you need to eat a specific diet.
It's all about balance, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know?
So we've spoken about where you're at today, which I think is amazing and inspiring, because not only have you achieved so much, you are happy and confident with where you're at. We've spoken about your passion for sports, your passion for nutrition. Would you share a little bit more with us today about your passion for sustainability?
I definitely feel we all have a responsibility to look after the planet and make sure that we're not throwing away as much food as we are and using what we need, especially because people are starving in Yemen right now. Yeah. There's a crisis going on. We all definitely have a responsibility to make sure that what we are doing right now, we need to think about it long term. I studied it this year, actually. We did a food chain and sustainability module at university, and we were learning about the impacts of, for example, breeding cows and stuff and how that affects the planet, and looking at different alternatives. I did a post on my Instagram about incorporating more plant-based meals, because even just having one a week, if we all did that, it would have a huge impact on the environment.
It is so true, though, because many people think it's going to be a huge change to change the impact that they have on the environment. But as you say, it comes down to things like not wasting as much food, or not having a full kettle when you only need to boil it for one cup. And just little things like that and little changes are so important. And it is where nutrition comes into sustainability, and it's so involved with it, and it's so interlinked. We were actually watching David Attenborough yesterday, and it made me so sad, because it showed the ice caps melting and the sea levels rising. That's changing all of the environment, because they need that ice to live. And it reduces the wildlife that's there. It's so important to get these messages out there that we need to change. And it's so important from the environment that, as you say, one day or one meal would make the biggest difference to the future of this planet.
It might be a thing where people aren't going to start to take action until it's kind of too late. But we could make such a huge impact if we started now.
I guess the past couple of months, accidentally, the world has started because of lockdown, because of lack of transport and planes. I hope that the time that we've had to sit and reflect and see wildlife come back and see the oceans unpollute, we could make this change.
Definitely. This is just the beginning. And hopefully people do see that it's the little things.
Yeah.
It really is the little things that we can all do to make a difference. And then if everyone does it, we can make that change.
Is there any little change that you would advise anyone if they're thinking about it, but they don't know what they could do and they just want something little to start with?
I would definitely look at the Love Food Hate Waste website, because they offer really good tips on how to use up everything in your fridge. That's something I've learned to do. I don't like to throw food away. Before I go in a food shop, I make sure I check the fridge to see what I do have and see if I can incorporate that into like meals.
Yeah.
And then just little things like at university, I walk a lot, switching off the lights. I'm like, switch off everything.
Yeah.
Light sockets, everything.
That's great advice. And the website that you just mentioned has actually come up. It will be last week's podcast as well. So yeah. I will definitely be linking that in, because it's amazing. If anyone feels like they do waste a lot of food, go check it out. Even if you're like, oh, I don't see it right now, cook it, freeze it. There's going to be a day where you're happy to have a home-cooked meal in your freezer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been amazing to talk to you about everything today and hear about your human nutrition, your body positivity messages, your sports, and your thoughts on sustainability. Thank you for being so honest with us today. We're coming to the end of the podcast, and I am wondering, what's next for you?
Oh, I always think I have a plan, and then there's God's plan. It's like, what I think's going to happen might not be what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But currently, I do want to go straight into my master's. I am looking to study public health nutrition. I would have loved to stay at Solent, but they don't actually have any nutritional masters. Mm-hmm. But I have looked at the University of Southampton. Because I already know the city, mm-hmm. I can still stay. Yeah, so that's the direction I'm headed in.
Yeah.
But we will see. Yeah, that is where I'm at.
That's exciting, though. It's been amazing to speak to you today, Sonia. And you've had some amazing words of advice throughout this whole podcast. But if it's possible, could you sum up for us in a sentence or a few quotes any advice you would give to people currently on their journeys, both in sports, but as well food, nutrition and sustainability?
I would say focus on your own path, because everyone's path is different. Some people know straight away from when they finish college that they want to study nutrition. Some people figure out later in their life that they want to study nutrition, and everyone's journey is going to be different. So just doing what you feel is right for you.
Amazing words. Thank you so much for being here today, Sonia, and sharing your journey with us. If you don't follow Sonia already, you should definitely go check her out on Instagram at nutrition.sonia.
Thank you for having me.
I have been inspired by talking with Sonia today, and I hope you have been too. I wish Sonia and all of you luck on your journeys. I hope you can join me next Sunday to discover more journeys in food, nutrition, and sustainability.